Rupert, I never heard of this.
You never heard? I mean, I'm not surprised. You don't strike me as a... You're too happy to care for Midwest emo, I think.
I wasn't happy in my early 20s.
What about
I thought everything was doom and gloom.
Well, you probably would have... If you're in your early 20s in about 1996, this would have been right up your alley,
right,
I reckon.
Okay. Yeah, but it was a bit younger. I was a bit older then. But I remember listening to very depressing songs and thinking, you know, this is the end of the world.
I think everyone has that moment or year or two, I think, there.
Yeah. So what is it? What is Midwest emo?
Well... To
is it
talk
just depressing
about
music?
Yeah, it is. It's melodramatic. It's sad. It's over the top. So that's fair, Seth. It's, you know.
Yeah. It's definitely characterized by angst.
Yeah. And so if you're going to talk about Midwest emo, the first thing that you should probably do is define the broader category of emo music. So emo, I feel like most people think of emo now and think about the emo music that was popular in the 2000s with bands like
travesty.
Bands like My Chemical Romance, stuff like that. But in the 1980s, it was first being used to describe this new kind of music splitting off from the hardcore punk scene at the time, with more emotional and confessional lyrics than what the broader hardcore genre had at the time. So original emo in the 1980s was coming from hardcore punk, so it was fast and loud and it was aggressive. But in the 90s, a new kind of emo began to splinter off from the more hardcore kind. And this type had pretty arpeggiated guitars, and it drew on lots of indie rock and math rock influences.
What rock? Math.
Math rock.
What?
You know math rock?
I've never heard of math rock.
It's
what
like
is that?
Weird time signatures and stuff.
Yeah, weird signatures.
I never knew there was a genre called math rock.
Well, maybe
oh
that's
God.
Another. It's another genre
you
for
do
another
that,
week.
Do that another week. Yeah.
But yeah, draws from that. The lyrics still just as angst-ridden as in the hardcore emo music, but the style is much more mellow and less overdriven. And this is where Midwest emo begins.
Wow. Okay. All right. Where does it end?
Well, kind of. It's like eras. It's like black metal. There's like a first wave of Midwest emo. And then they did like Midwest emo revival in like the 2010s, like Brave Little Abacus, that band.
I don't know. Yeah, where do they play this music? I never heard. They don't play it on Twitter, yeah, do they?
Well, it's the American Midwest. I mean, that's where I can tell you about that. That was Yeah, as you might expect from the name, the first bands to pioneer the sound came from Midwestern states in America, so like Illinois and Michigan and Wisconsin, states like that. And by the late 90s and early 2000s, the sound, the one that I described before, was sort of distinct enough that the definition could be widened to include all of the bands that were using it, regardless of whether or not they came from the Midwest of the United States. So some of the most well-known bands within the genre come to the fore at about that point. Bands like Sunny Day Real Estate, Texas Is the Reason, Jimmy Eat World, and American Football, all coming in the mid to late 90s and becoming some of the genre's flagship outfits.
I've heard of Jimmy Eat World, but I don't know why I've heard of
they
it.
They have one hit song. Oh, it's called The Middle.
And it's not really a Midwest emo song.
Yeah,
it's like more pop punk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right. Okay. So, what has happened to this genre since the 1990s?
Well, it's sort of waned in the 2000s with the rise of the well known kind of emo music that came in then, with, you know, like Taking Back Sunday and Fall Out Boy and all those guys coming in. But then there's a revival in the early 2010s with bands like Modern Baseball kind of picking up the mantle, and so Midwest emo becomes popular again for a while, and then it wanes once again. And then, like, it seems like everything does this. It's come back in the 2020s on TikTok, ironically, because there's a lot to be made fun of with Midwest emo. The titles are really long and melodramatic. The songs are always about some really over-the-top relationship breakdown. They often sample, like, really... I mean, it's kind of corny. It's like a corny...
Yeah,
it leans into its own corniness.
I don't see... Well, maybe there are people out there, but I don't see people listening to Midwest emo like when they're genuinely sad. It's kind of like a...
They want to be sad.
Not even that, but it's like a... It's like schlocky kind of. It's like a schlocky type of sadness. It's like when you're so sad that you're just like, you know what? Let's get angsty in it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like you're not even gonna try not to be cringe. You're just gonna lean.
Yeah,
I don't like the word cringe, but you're just gonna lean into it.
Yeah.
Has this genre been, identified in films? Do a lot of filmmakers use it at all?
You know, I would like to see that one day. Not that I can think of.
Yeah.
I would like to see the first Midwest emo filmmaker. Like how Linklater was the slacker filmmaker.
Well, not so much about the genre, but include the music in the soundtrack of a of a movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah,
is that what you mean?
Midwest emo would fit in well in a movie like Dead Poets Society, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
If Dead Poets Society was a little less, a little more melodramatic, the Midwest emo would work well in a movie like that.
Oh, okay. What about we just saw Eddington? Would it fit in there?
Nah, Eddington's a bit too 2020s. Okay. A bit too modern. Maybe a few characters. I mean, we can't speak too deeply on it because the movie's not out yet. But yeah, a few characters could maybe be bumping some American football.
Apparently, a lot of people have seen it already because it was at the film festival.
Yeah, it was at the film festival, but yeah.
Yeah. Now, you want me to play a song. So let us play American football with their song Never Meant. If you have never heard, like myself, of Midwest Emo, here's a treat for you.